Yo, what's going on, everyone, and welcome back to the D-Lord NBA podcast presented by CLNS Media, the leading online provider of audio and video content. You can listen to this podcast on iTunes, Stitcher, as well as the CLNS Media app. I am your host, Devin Lloyd, and today is Friday, September 28th. And why is that an exciting date? Well, it is exciting because we finally have basketball back, you guys. No more media days, no more training camp. Well, that is still going on, but we actually have some games. Two preseason games are going to be kicking off later tonight at 7 p.m. Eastern Time on NBA League Pass. We will have the Philadelphia 76ers having their very first preseason game against Melbourne United. And then at 7:30 on NBA TV, we have the Charlotte Hornets taking on the Boston Celtics. So we finally get basketball back, but somebody who will be playing over the weekend, and it did cause a little bit of controversy early on, that is LeBron James. So Luke Walton has confirmed that LeBron James will in fact play on Sunday when the Lakers have the preseason opener against the Denver Nuggets. Now, the reason why people actually even made a big deal about it is basically LeBron James says he doesn't know how much he will play in the preseason, if at all he will play in the preseason. You also say he doesn't need preseason to get ready, which is all true. However, LeBron James is in a completely different situation this time around. It's different than the first time he was in Miami. It's different than both times he was in Cleveland, quite frankly. A whole new cast of guys, a very, very young team. I think it is important that LeBron James is playing. Now, I said on my YouTube channel that I believe that LeBron James should only play between 10 to 15 minutes. I don't expect him to get more, and I don't think he should get any more than just 10 to 15 minutes on the court. That is enough time to get acclimated a little bit with some of your teammates. The Lakers have six preseason games before the season opener. I'm not sure if he should even play in all six. But if he does, no more than 10, 15 minutes at the most. Like I said, that's basically a full quarter's worth of play. That is six quarters for you to really kind of figure things out. It gives the head coach Luke Walton an opportunity to see LeBron with different players when they're not playing against themselves in scrimmages, but playing on different teams. Of course, they have two final preseason games against the Golden State Warriors. I'm not sure if LeBron James will play in those games, but he will actually play on Sunday. That's also important because ESPN is going to be broadcasting that preseason game. And we all know the reason why they want to broadcast that is because LeBron James will be playing in the purple and gold for the very first time. So that's the reason why it's super important for ESPN, super important for Luke Walton, and just the other teammates of LeBron. Of course, they played pickup games over the summer, and of course, they are scrimmaging now in training camp, but playing against opposition is always going to be different than playing against yourself and playing pickup games. So I do think LeBron James finally getting some playing time is definitely going to help him out. You don't want to push him, because if he gets hurt, that's definitely going to be a bad thing. So you don't want him to play a ton. I don't, like I said earlier, I don't know if he should even play all six games. But I think it is important that he definitely gets out there a little bit, gets his feet wet with his new team, and kind of start building that camaraderie and that chemistry on the court. Now, staying with the Los Angeles Lakers, Lonzo Ball, the Lakers point guard, he has been cleared for contact after his knee injury. Of course, he got into full practice on Thursday. That is definitely great for Lonzo Ball. He definitely needs to be out there, especially it looks like early on that Rajon Rondo is going to be that guy. We don't know how long he's going to be the starting point guard, but he is definitely going to start at least out of the gate. So Lonzo Ball, he's definitely going to be eased back into playing. We're not sure yet if he will play at all in the preseason. Definitely think it is important, but at the same time, Rajon Rondo, that's going to be the Lakers starting point guard. I think for Lonzo, he definitely needs to capitalize and use Rajon Rondo and get the most out of this situation. You have a great NBA point guard, one of the best point guards in the league in terms of just being smart and just pure basketball IQ. Of course, Rondo, he did present a bunch of other problems during his NBA career. But in terms of just watching film, being smart, knowing what defenses are in and what they're trying to do at all times, if you could rub some of that off on Lonzo Ball, and Lonzo Ball already a pretty smart player himself, but if you could get him, of course, watching film in the film room every single day, studying, learning players' tendencies, learning what you can and cannot do, learning how to get your players involved and how to make them even better, that's only going to help Lonzo Ball out in the long term. So it is great that Lonzo is definitely back. It's also great that he, you know, as of right now, is going to be coming off of the bench, allowing Rajon Rondo to be out there on the court, allowing Lonzo Ball to just truly sit there, practice with the man every single day, watch him in some of these games. I'm not even sure if Rondo will start the entire season, so I don't know how long this whole thing will last, but I definitely think it'll be a good look for Lonzo Ball. But I am excited that he has been cleared. He is practicing with the team, and hopefully he should be good to go in no time. Now, we're also going to be talking about Jimmy Butler and this whole entire situation with Jimmy Butler. I know you guys are loving just everybody talking about Jimmy Butler every single day, but we're still waiting on the Timberwolves to make a move. What are they going to do with Jimmy Butler? Are they going to trade Jimmy, or are they going to keep him? And I'm somebody who's been advocating that is more difficult to trade Jimmy Butler than it initially appears. Couple reasons why, but the main reason, Tom Thibodeau, the head coach, also head of all basketball operations for the Minnesota Timberwolves, simply put, he does not want to trade away Jimmy Butler. Now, I've made countless videos on this on my YouTube channel as well, but for Thibodeau, he wants a team that can compete. Of course, the Timberwolves, you're not looking at them as getting out of the Western Conference, but you are looking at them as a playoff team possibly in the Western Conference. You take away Jimmy Butler and you don't get any good players back. Now the Timberwolves, all of a sudden, you're not quite sure if they're going to make the playoffs in the Western Conference. Thibodeau wants his team to be there every single year, or he wouldn't be out there. So for him, it's definitely going to be tough, especially when you look at what they gave up. Zach LaVine, Lauri Markkanen, to even bring in Jimmy Butler, who was only there for one season. So for him, Thibodeau, he does not want to do it. You have an owner of the team, however, who wants Jimmy Butler gone ASAP. You also have Jimmy Butler, who wants to be gone ASAP. Now, the only question with Jimmy Butler is he wants to be gone ASAP, but to a couple of teams. Of course, he initially had his list of teams that he was interested in. I believe it was the Clippers, the Nets, and the Knicks. But then recently, he just came out and said, no, the Miami Heat, that is the team that I want to play for. So obviously, trade negotiations began with the Heat, and they began with the Timberwolves. And the Timberwolves' asking price is extremely high. So you start looking around at what are the Heat going to possibly give up to get Jimmy Butler. They have Goran Dragic. That could be of some interest to the Timberwolves, mainly because you have a Phoenix Suns who could come in then as a third team. They are looking for a point guard pretty desperately. They want a point guard out there, and they think you could get Jeff Teague from the Timberwolves if the Timberwolves can land Goran Dragic. That can make sense, but the Suns are saying that the Timberwolves are asking for too much. So now you get the common theme that a lot of these teams are saying the Timberwolves are asking for too much. The Miami Heat, yes, you have Deion Waiters you can move. You have Hassan Whiteside you can move. But you don't have a ton of players that's really going to help the Minnesota Timberwolves win right now. And that's mainly what they're trying to do. Thibodeau, I think, is ultimately stalling. And the main reason you could get the feeling that they are stalling was what we're hearing now, that the Philadelphia 76ers made an offer to try to get Jimmy Butler. And from sources from the 76ers, the Timberwolves responded with saying, we need Ben Simmons back. And that is clearly a stalling tactic. I don't know anybody who assumes Jimmy Butler for Ben Simmons is of equal value. So I don't know how that trade could possibly happen. And Tom Thibodeau knows that trade is not going to happen. So when you're asking for that, essentially, you are expecting that other team to reject the trade. Of course, if they, for whatever reason, say yes, you got Ben Simmons on your team. You guys are still competing. You know they're going to say no. And I think it's a stalling tactic, and we'll eventually find out, because the longer you don't have Jimmy Butler, now questions start asking, you start asking questions of, is he just going to come back to the team? We know that Thibodeau has been asking Jimmy Butler to come back. He's been trying to change his mind, have him play just one more year, but Jimmy Butler is not having any of that at all. He does not want to be there. So it's definitely going to be interesting, especially this weekend. I feel like something should go down in the upcoming days. You don't want Jimmy Butler there. Then it's going to become extremely awkward, because now people are going to start asking, is Jimmy Butler even going to report to the team if he's not traded? Is he going to continue to hold out? And what we're hearing, he has no intentions to showing up to practice. He is in Minnesota, but he has no intentions of showing up to practice at all until he's actually traded away from the team, which he prefers still is the Miami Heat. Now, the Houston Rockets is a team to watch. Just realistically, I don't see it happening. You're going to see a ton of reports talking about Houston, how they're going to try everything they can to get Jimmy Butler. But at what cost is it worth you getting Jimmy Butler? When you take a look at the Houston Rockets roster and you look at players who should be untouchables, of course, James Harden, Chris Paul, the top two guys you think of when you think about the Houston Rockets, completely untouchable players. They shouldn't even come up in conversations and thoughts, anything. Those two guys, they're not moving regardless, essentially, whoever you could get back. James Harden, Chris Paul, completely off guard. Clint Capella, that could be a player that people could consider in the future, but I don't think you move Clint Capella at all. Carmelo Anthony, I don't really see the Houston Rockets moving Carmelo Anthony. That could be a potential later on, especially before the trade deadline. I just don't see Carmelo Anthony being moved unless he's just a terrible fit with the Houston Rockets and he's completely unhappy. But I don't think Carmelo Anthony is the go. And then you have Tucker, and I don't think Tucker should be moved at all either. So who else do you have? You start looking at Eric Gordon, but Eric Gordon is not going to get you Jimmy Butler, especially when the Timberwolves are asking for a player like Ben Simmons. They're not going to all of a sudden turn around and take a player like Eric Gordon, at least initially, until they're forced to make a trade. Realistically, I think the Timberwolves are looking at younger players and draft picks. I think that is going to be the compensation ultimately for Jimmy Butler. Yes, you may get a couple players, but they should be young players, maybe some unproven players that could have some potential, but I don't see a star coming back for Jimmy Butler. I don't see an all-star coming back. I don't see a top 20, top 30 player in the NBA coming back for Jimmy Butler, especially when everybody knows that he is on his way out of Minnesota at some point this year. We don't know exactly when, but he's on his way out of Minnesota. And the point that he could still ultimately be a one-year rental. There's no guarantee that he will come back and even sign with you after you make those trades. So I think it's definitely going to be tough. I know some teams have more confidence after seeing Paul George and maybe even Kawhi Leonard has a potential of staying. But I don't think a team takes that type of risk with Jimmy Butler. That's why I do think it will be a little tough. Last story we're going to be covering here today, not really huge at all. We're going to talk about Klay Thompson. A lot of people are looking at Klay Thompson, getting excited for 2019. Even though the season hasn't even began this year, a lot of people are talking about, where will Klay Thompson land when he becomes an unrestricted free agent? And how can the Golden State Warriors keep all of their members together? Of course, DeMarcus Cousins, that's just a one-year rental. He will be an unrestricted free agent, and he will more than likely leave Golden State, unless his year is just absolutely terrible. He'll be more than likely the one that's going to leave. But Klay Thompson, people keep on saying the Lakers, that's going to be a perfect fit. And there's no doubt in my mind that L.A. will go after Klay Thompson, and they will go after him extremely hard. But I just don't see Klay Thompson leaving Golden State. And he also let us know today that he wants to stay with the Warriors as long as he can. Now, that does leave an opening. saying that he could potentially leave. I just don't see Klay Thompson at this point in his career really leaving. I know it's definitely going to be tough. Players at some point are going to want to get compensated fairly. A lot of these Warriors players taking pay cuts, playing less than they should be making, but they're making sacrifices to win championships. You do start to wonder at some point after you get, you know, your third championship, do you then decide that I want to get paid or I want to be the man somewhere else? I want to be that go-to player. Because no matter what Klay Thompson does, he will never be the star, especially with Stephen Curry there and with Kevin Durant there. I don't see any way that possibly happens. But ultimately, I don't think Klay Thompson worries too much about that. I think he's just a low-key type of guy. He wants to win. He's comfortable in Golden State right now. So I don't think that he will move. There are reports saying that the Lakers, of course, the top destination. I don't say ignore those, because the Lakers are definitely going to try to get Klay Thompson. I just don't put too much weight on that actually happening. But that is pretty much all of the news that we have. Of course, we'll be back Monday and we'll have more news. Over the weekend, though, we have a couple of pretty decent preseason games. Of course, I'm just going to be watching them. Just happy to see NBA back again on Saturday at 7 p.m. Eastern. You have the Portland Trail Blazers and the Toronto Raptors. That will be on NBA League Pass, followed by the Dallas Mavericks, the Beijing Ducks at 8:30 on League Pass. The nationally televised game, NBA TV, you're going to have the Golden State Warriors in their first preseason game taking on the Minnesota Timberwolves. And then later that night, you have the Utah Jazz taking on the Perth Wildcats. Sunday, we have a couple more games. You have the Miami Heat, San Antonio Spurs, first game at 5 p.m. Eastern Time. That game will be on NBA TV. You have the Charlotte Hornets and the Boston Celtics on NBA League Pass. Another NBA TV game, Chicago Bulls, New Orleans Pelicans, and then the big one, the ESPN, the debut of LeBron James. You have the Los Angeles Lakers and the Denver Nuggets playing on ESPN at 9:30 p.m. Eastern. Then the final game over the weekend, same time, 9:30 on NBA League Pass, the Los Angeles Clippers and the Sydney Kings. So like I said, that is all the news that we have for today. I hope you guys definitely have a great weekend. If you want to keep up with me, make sure you follow me on Twitter at DLloydTV. That is DLLOYDTV on Twitter. Or check out my YouTube channel at DLloydNBA. Hope you guys have a great weekend. I will see you guys on Monday. Peace.